On a Tuesday, and from a guy that'll drain your blood to a guy that'll just get your drain working, it's right now, it's Tuesday, and it's time to get into a chat with our favorite, well, regular plumbing correspondent on Radio Life and Style. Barry is in the house, Barry Chapman, of course, Chapman Plumbing, and the drain specialist, the leak specialist, the geezer specialist, and right now, on a Tuesday, the man to talk to if you are consulting or confronting any kind of plumbing related issue, whether it's an emergency or something that's kind of niggling and you think should get some attention before it becomes an emergency. Barry, happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
We can just make that like the Tuesday theme song for this chat. I'm going to record that and loop it. Great to have you back, man. And looking today at an issue that rears its head like a Mozambican spitting cobra all too often. Not a literal cobra, but it is a sort of an orange snake of a certain description, or an orange pipe rather. What is this thing?
Oh, man. You know, so originally this pipe, Polycop, it was originally bought in, manufactured in South Africa approximately 25 years ago, and it had its own standard. It was 1315, and it was manufactured in compliance to South African national standards.
Back in the day. This is not discontinued, I'm taking it. They don't make it anymore, not quite like that.
Well, my understanding is that the sand standard has been revoked.
Oh.
But the pipe is still manufactured.
Okay, so there are still places that are pumping the stuff out, but it's no longer compliant by the standards of the day.
Essentially, yeah.
Okay.
So the original Polycop that was brought out had the correct formulation of products in it, the correct heat that was put into it was formed properly, and it did a pretty good job of doing what it needed to do. But then people realized that it was really, really easy to manufacture this stuff. And off came along extrusion machines from all over the world. And they arrived in people's garages and little storage units and things like that. And guys started manufacturing so-called Polycop.
Looked kind of the same.
And started flooding the market with it. The issue with that is because of the formulation of the materials wasn't correct. The heat of the pipe being produced through that heat extrusion process, it was either too hot or too cold. And then also the formation of the pipe, you would end up with a thick side and a thin side.
Ish.
So the product that ended up getting flooded into the market was substandard.
To say the least.
And you as a layman at home, you've got your so-called professional coming in to do your job for you, and they chuck Polycop into the ground. You then stand back and go, "Oh, thank you so much for doing my plumbing." But now we're sitting with this issue, and it's becoming more and more prevalent
because these seeds were sown, man, like 20 years ago or 15 years ago, even 5 years ago.
5 years ago. I mean, we've got houses that were done 5 years ago that we are. We've been to one house in the last 4 weeks, three times.
Wow.
For a burst pipe. And it's here, and then a week later, it's a meter away from where we repaired the last time. And then it's in between the two the next time. So
multiple points of failure.
You sit there, and then you start looking at the condition of the pipe, and you start getting linear cracks on it, or if the pipe was one of those that was heated up too much, it then gets brittle and they bend it around the corner, and then the pipe splits on where it's bent. And it's a long radius bend, so it shouldn't actually fail. And you as the consumer end up in the dwang.
Paying the price, quite literally.
And it's not only the water loss that you're losing, that very precious, valuable commodity that we have.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the inconvenience of then having to go into an individual's property and lift up paving and break concrete and do all sorts of things like that, and then replace this line. Because we generally work on the rule of three. So if you have a main water line that burst three times.
That whole line's got to come out.
That line must come out now, because it's just going to start giving you more and more and more headaches.
Yo.
I went to a property yesterday, polycop again, in the last week.
It's like a dirty word.
Yeah. And it's so sad, because it was a good product. And, you know, polycop was a brand name.
Now it's just become like, yeah, like a
swear word.
So what is to be done then, Barry? Okay, firstly, if you are putting in some new plumbing, some new pipe has to be put in, you want to make sure that you're not putting in the substandard stuff and setting yourself up for issues in a couple of years' time. So from the word go, you want to make sure you're using the best, the latest SABS, you know, approved.
That's the important part, SABS approval. Make sure that you've got standards, you've got backing, and your supplier is credible. And you are then able, if you do have a product failure, you have the ability to uplift that product and take it back and say it to them, or you get a rep out to site and they come out and come and have a look at it and go, yes, that is a product failure, or no, it's an installation failure, or whatever it may be.
But you might be covered then on some level.
100%.
Okay. So good to ask these questions then, if you've got someone putting some new pipe down, and say, what is it? Can I take a picture of the thing? Can the name or the label or the SABS or the number or whatever? A lot of the stuff is stuff printed on the side,
so
right?
Every SABS approved product in South Africa has the SAN standard stamped on it with the SABS logo.
Aha.
So it will give you the size of the pipe, the type of the pipe, when it was manufactured, the SAN standards, SABS logo, and a couple of other bits of bobs of information. But all of that will be on there. So
just take a picture.
Take a picture, record it, make sure you got it.
There you go. It could save you a bundle if there's an issue down the line. And obviously you want to make sure that you're dealing with a reputable installer who knows what the right material is for the particular job, because I'm assuming not all pipe is suitable for bending around a corner. Or is rated for that kind of, you know, fiddly work.
Yeah, well, it all depends on the radius of the bend you're going around. So otherwise, then you've got to cut it and put an elbow in it, or a 45-degree bend, or one of those things. But generally, moving down the line, we focus more on HDPE, black pipe, for external water reticulation. It seems to be a hell of a lot more resilient to a bit of abuse. And, I mean, I carried out a couple of tests myself, playing around with the pressure tester, and I pressurized the section of HDP up to 150 bars.
Yo.
It did explode like a balloon when I tapped it with my spade, but it was just proof in the pudding that it really, really can handle the load. So, yeah. For me, HDP is my choice between class 12 and class 16, making sure that that's 12 bar and 16 bar rated. You know, you're over-specking it to make sure that you've got longevity in your piping system, and the cost difference is negligible.
Don't you love it when Barry talks technical? it's riveting radio. And listen, the bottom line is, if you are looking for someone who knows his stuff, and with teams that have got the experience, the know-how, and the quality product, the real SABS approved stuff, you should be talking to Barry Chapman Plumbing. And Barry, I hope it's a good week for you out in the field this week.
Naturally, man. It's the month of love.
Here we go. Feeling the love on the plumbing scene on Radio Life and Style. And I'm assuming with all of the, you know, we're seeing headlines all over the country now. Water shedding is becoming a reality in Gauteng. Water systems are under pressure. That's like figuratively, but actually, it's pressure off, pressure on, pressure off, pressure. That's got to be a nightmare for plumbing systems, eh?
Massively damaging. That balloon on, balloon off vibe. Things can only flex and stretch so much before they go kaboom. Backup water systems, put a tank into your place with a little pump, keep it pressurized, or put in a pressure regulating valve on the inlet to your property. So majority of properties will have a pressure regulating valve on the inside next to the house, feeding up into the geyser to balance the pressure throughout the whole house. But a couple of properties that we've been to in complexes that have got polycop pipe through them, they actually don't have the funds to go through and replace the entire piping system. So we've put in pressure regulating valves and just dropped the pressure down a little bit. And also with the pressure valve, it stops those spikes. So it gets up to a point and it can't go anymore because the valve shuts down.
Huh.
So that's given a couple of complexes that we've worked in a little bit of longevity in their piping systems. So, I mean, we've done a couple of complexes where it's now been 5 years and they've had one or two burst pipes, whereas previously it was almost one a week kind of thing.
Sure. So these things work?
They do work, 100%.
So you've got options, you see. And if you don't know, you don't know. But why don't you give our man a call and find out what the right solution for your particular case could be, because it could save you literally thousands, if not more.
100%.
Barry, always cool to connect on a Tuesday, my friend.
Thank you so much.
Look out for that polycop out there, man. We'll see you next week.
Cheers, man.